We made it. How is everyone?
Good.
Everyone good?
Doing well, yeah, I think so. I haven't checked lately.
Warren, what are we chatting about today?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to introduce our new co-host.
Yeah.
Knowledge Hughes. As you can see, he's not in the studio, but he's with us. So, hi, Knowledge. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good, thank you. Yourselves?
Not too bad. Not too bad. So, Knowledge, what I'm going to do today, because you're the new person to episode 2, but you're not the new person to us. We've known you for a while now. I'd like to say, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Ooh, okay. So, my name's Knowledge. I would class myself as a human. I tend to live life. Well, one of my biggest mantras in life is there's no bad things in good things, and there's no good things in bad things, but bad things make good things good.
Oh, deep.
So that's what I tried to stick to throughout my life. About myself, I'm just an everyday guy, really. I'm glad you asked the questions, though, because I tend to go for barbecue Pringles. That's me. Barbecue Pringles.
So if we had to sum up Knowledge as barbecue Pringles, is that what you're saying?
As a Tinder bio, that's a tough sell.
Barbecue Pringles.
Just barbecue Pringles.
The girls in your DMs are going to be like,
barbecue Pringles, is it?
The main thing I like to say is that blazer is smoking.
Yeah. Seriously, it's sharp.
Bob, you're the only guy that I know that wears a jumper under a blazer. What the fuck? How?
What it was.
It's a erudite look.
It looks good.
Do you know what his arms is? He's got those leather patches on the elbows.
Yeah, it fills out the blazer, innit? That's his then ones, innit? You get the extra, be like, yeah. Good again.
You know, I did a couple press ups. I did the swole is there already.
Why did we do that?
So you did a couple of press ups, then you put a jumper on, then you put a blazer on, and that's what makes you feel, that's when you swole. That's when you fully.
Just when your arms feel like tight sausages.
That's not the whole process.
We won't go into the baby oil.
Warren made a good point. For everyone listening, for those that already subscribed, and thanks for leaving all the comments last week, one of the feedback that we got from everyone, one of the things that you mentioned is that it'd be nice for everyone to introduce each other. So good that Joel let you know a little bit about himself, Knowledge. So if anyone ever meets Joel, barbecue Pringles is the way to his heart. So Adam, we'll hand over to you.
Adam.
You did it last week. Hello, I'm Adam. Is that the impression of me you do to other people?
Because that's why I get weird looks in Woolwich.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're in Woolwich. Everyone's got a weird look.
That's fair. Look,
guys, can we not give up our location? Might have stalkers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we just doxed ourselves.
Anyway, Adam.
Yeah, hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
And who are you?
My name's Adam. I'm a video producer by trade. Trained as a journalist and worked in the film industry as a journalist / video producer for 10 years. Since last year, I've just kind of gone out, quit being a journalist, and now just making videos. It's kind of took me 10 years. I think it probably takes people, maybe even longer than that, a lot of the time to actually find out like what they really enjoy doing, what they really like love.
Yeah. What feeds your soul.
Yeah, I think it's really harsh. They make kids pick what they want to do for the rest of their life. Yeah. But like when they're a teenager, no one knows what they want to do. I don't think anyone knows what they want to do in their 20s, right?
No.
So basically I was really lucky that I was working adjacent to video producers, and it sort of like made me really interested, and then I just sort of nudged my way in there, and that's what I do now. I love it.
Wicked. Okay. So I would move on to Christopher, but you're eating.
Yamin.
So
Yamin, man.
Therefore,
Yamin.
Because you're eating, what I'll do is I'll take this opportunity to introduce myself.
Yeah.
If you don't know me, I'm Warren, aka Wild G, Gordon Powell. And what would I say myself is, I'm amazing. Like, I'm good looking, you know.
It's just like every day I wake up and I'm like, I'm amazing.
I have to love myself, you know what I'm saying? If no one else is going to love
you. You got to love yourself if you want before anyone else is going to love you, bro.
But at the same time, you know, my missus loves me, my kids love me, and my family loves me. So I'm just, I'm a being of light and love. But apart from that, you know, my history of, I don't know, I've done a lot of things. I think I'm well known for being on Got to Dance, which was a dance show, which I did. I'm a dancer, but I'm a performer, I'd say more so. I've always done things like presenting and stuff, but that's more just jumping on stage and chatting shit and making people laugh, which is quite funny.
Even when you're not supposed to be on stage?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. And they call me Wild G because I'm very outspoken. I'm not really shy and I'm quite loud and eccentric. So,
cool.
Yeah, but apart from that, I also love life. I also work in a company, Rain Crew UK, if anyone don't know about it. We are a bunch of creatives that just come together and do some mad things. You can check us out. Got a website, got a YouTube. But right now we're talking about this YouTube anyway.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Also
sending people off platform.
No, yeah,
Sorry. YouTube
but,
links.
But also I'm also a member of a company
Parliament.
Wet Wipes. If you don't know about Wet Wipes, find out about Wet Wipes, search us. It sounds crazy that we're saying Wet Wipes, but if you know.
Especially because I've got a little.
Did we get sponsored by Wet Wipes?
Oh, yeah.
I just like pass out.
Yeah, check him out. All right, that's enough plugs, Warren.
No, I'm not plugging anything else. All I'm saying
I'm joking.
I've done an array of different tours and videos over the years. And yeah, I'm me and I'm entertainment.
Wild G, can I ask you a question then?
Go on.
So are you more like a Kleenex paper towel? Ooh. Kind of guy, or are you wet wipes?
Ooh. Wet wipes.
Wet wipes.
Yeah. Wet wipes. You know what smacks it? I've even got wet wipes in my bag.
No, he didn't even pause.
Yeah, if I'm going toilet, wet wipes,
yeah,
I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know I enjoy them.
Do you ever try those Japanese toilets and then just get rid of the wipes and just shoot water right
so
your
I went. So I went to a place called, is it Otherworld?
It's eye-opening.
Otherworld.
All three eyes.
Opening.
All three eyes.
Yeah, like, I went to a place called Otherworld, which is a virtual reality place. I'm plugging loads of stuff today.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Did you wash your ass in virtual reality?
100%. It sprayed the water and it was cold and then it went warm.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pull up.
Yeah.
DJ, pull this one up.
Please. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Go
did
on.
Man just say that he wiped his backside in virtual reality?
Have you ever seen what's that movie with
wait, can listen. I'm going to be the same person that lets us finish the intros. Because this is what Joel does.
Warren.
He came in and just went, all right, so I'm going to go last.
Demolition Man?
And then we can go.
Demolition Man with the seashells.
Yeah.
Which seashell is it?
Yeah.
All right,
guys. So before we move on, we definitely will do a video or a cast of us going to Otherworld and trying the toilets.
Yeah.
But we'll speak about that another time because I've got a
gripping content.
I've got a segment.
Gripping is the right word.
We're going to start called Blog Vlog. So
we need to ask Chris.
And moving on.
Yeah, Christian, we need you to tell us about yourself. But one thing that I feel like a lot of people do, and I think it's wrong, Knowledge got it so right, and I went right into the trap of when men talk about themselves,
they
go straight into what their occupation is, what their profession is, and like how they make money.
Yeah,
I don't think that's like not a useful way of introducing yourself.
We're trained that way, don't it?
Yeah, it's a nurture thing. But anyway, tell us about yourself. But don't talk about like.
Tell us about yourself, but don't talk about yourself.
How you afford all this beautiful square footage.
I do need you to talk about yourself a little bit, but talk about yourself first, and then we'll ask you about the rest of the questions that I've got.
What makes you happy, dude?
What makes me happy?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Learning.
Okay.
So my hobby is learning. That sounds crazy to most people, but I get an obsession and a buzz about learning new things, where it's like learning to play ice hockey or sports or business or sales or jiu-jitsu, which Warren's now taken over my jiu-jitsu class.
I've got my whiteboard today.
Yeah, you got his whiteboard today. Well done.
Congratulations, dude.
Yeah, well done. Virtual well done. So we're a virtual spud. Yeah, let me leave that in white like this. Yeah, so a bit about me. As a sports addict, father to a beautiful baby girl, beautiful wife. Right now I'm on a journey as an entrepreneur to kind of just live and bring some of those ideas that I love to life, and that kind of also led me to meeting Adam, who I now work with, and Warren and Joel, just for some connection. I met both of them through dance, through the love of dance. So I also grew up dancing as well. We all kind of we'll try and teach Adam, but I don't know.
If I can two step.
I saw you at a party recently. Let's not get into that.
Wetware can't dance.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I'm just saying, that's the film.
Don't, hold on, Chris. I'll clash everyone.
That's a good movie.
Chris, you can't get offended on that. You can't get offended on that comment, Chris.
The best thing is, in school, you know what I love about school? Because everyone was like, it was like white men can't jump and white men can't dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was one of the best basketball players and the best dancer. So it was like quite an interesting conundrum for everyone.
Chris, how do you see yourself? What did you say to my parents in my house that time? I guess,
oh, this is a good story, Let's go for the story. So let me switch to me. So basically, we're at Joel's house. So let me, the context for everyone listening. I grew up in East London and I now live in Southeast London. So I'm a minority. And everyone who knows, so when I get like my building block, my office, my area, in my class, there was like two white kids.
Don't tell the Daily Mail this, they'll go mad.
Yeah, there's two white kids and then it was like black and Asian, right? And that's probably most of us, right? School, apart from you. I don't know, where did you go to school?
Essex.
Oh, so you're different, different levels. Yeah. So
the other way
around. Sometimes, it's a joke. So Joel, help me out. So basically, we're at Joel's parents' house. It's the first time I've ever gone to his house. And we're talking about standing outside of a club, I believe, Joel. And I said, it was me, Joel, and then loads of other white people. So basically I put myself I can't remember, Joel. It's like, this is like 10 years ago.
You call
him
Knowledge, by the way.
Knowledge, I'm gonna have to get used to that.
So basically, Chris was at my house, was chilling, catching some joke, talking to senior me, my dad. Love him, big shout out to my dad. And Chris was basically storytelling about him and another friend of ours called A-Town. A-Town's a dancer, Chris is a dancer. I dance as well. So Chris is outside the club. And for some reason, Chris wants to get across the point that it wasn't their type of scene. Like he felt like an outsider. So he said, it's him and Ashton, who is actually black. And he said, and everyone else is white. But he categorized himself in the black category for some reason. I didn't realize. Now my dad's shocked. So my dad's picked that up and was like, hold on. So since then, he's been known as Black Chris in my family because that's how he identifies, isn't it? It's 2020. You can identify how you want to identify.
Hell yeah. Let's not extend that right out to too many people, though, huh?
Saying that white man can't jump because he doesn't class himself as a white man.
That's right.
Or dance. Maybe it just didn't go in there, Joel. Never again.
That's how you identify. It's fine.
Do you know what the interesting thing about that is, though? When I first got my first corporate job in the city, and I promise we would.
Black friend, sorry, what were you going to say?
No. Imagine when I first got my first job in the city, and I went for my interview, and I walked onto the sales floor. I was like, "There's no one here of any other ethnic race apart from just white people."
Yeah.
And I was like actually shocked, and it sounds weird. And again, if people grow up in East London or South, anywhere in London, you probably get what I'm saying is being in a room with just only white males was weird for me.
Yeah, because London's so multicultural.
So and some of the employees there were like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "Why have we hired only white men?" And they were like, "You're a white man." I'm like, "I know, but I went to school where I was the minority." Yeah. Yeah. So I was, no one got it. Like, they looked at me like I was a crazy person. And I was like, "This is weird." And then I realized later on, especially with the work I do at work, like diversity and inclusion, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, wow.
Like, it's so pervasive. And like a lot of the time to like maybe even give unfair credit, it's not even like that intentional on these hiring teams. But you know, at the last place I worked, there was an IT department. Right, an IT department in London, it was all white men.
Yeah.
Like, in IT. Bro.
What, the Asian guys couldn't even get a look in?
No Asians.
The Indians didn't even get a look in? No Indians. IT department, deep.
No.
Right, man.
But they're the tech support.
That's what happens, isn't it? You go
with people of your own ilk.
You know what?
It's not a blame game. You go with people of your own ilk. It's only natural. You go on people that presume that you
I don't think it's on purpose, no.
Sometimes they just have to be...
All right,
I'm going to be devil's advocate. I think it's on purpose.
Yeah,
I think once they start to look at it, they're like, "Well, if we bring anyone else in, we might look bad. So let's just look good."
Well, as in, like,
doesn't it like in 2020? Doesn't it look just terrible though?
Oh, in 2020 it looks terrible, but this was
in 2010. Even in 2010, it doesn't look that bad, but in 2020 it just looks
horrible.
Yeah,
you have to be more aware.
Time moves fast.
What I was going to ask
you, know what it is? Yeah. You know what it is? Like, this is under, just like Chris said, it's under our own presumption through our own experience.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So, like, letting people know that this is actual thing and this is an actual feeling, just like Chris was trying to explain to his coworkers, it's hard for people to digest if that's not their actual lived experience, no matter what you say.
Yeah, so you're right.
I don't think they've done it on purpose. It's just one of those things.
Lived experience trumps everything.
If I was hiring, I'd be in the same position. Out of you three, probably be Wild G.
Unbelievable. You haven't seen my CV. It's amazing.
You're not me, though.
It's about the how we connect how the thing. I'm sure during our interview, I might have interview all three of you.
I got a good example, right? I got a good example. So I was at LinkedIn doing a video shoot at the headquarters. And again, it was predominantly white and in terms of the office. And there was a black woman there that was part of the meeting. And she was very well-spoken and like very well-presented. And then I was just being Chris, so I was talking with a bit of an accent. She could probably tell that I was not from Kensington.
The ends.
From the ends, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm not even joking, as soon as all the other leaders left the room, she comes up to me and she's like, what's going on? Oh my God. And then she was like, from the ends, isn't it? But I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
That's depressing though. That's a bit sad.
I know, it's quite sad. I know, that's just the point I'm making, by the way. Yeah. It was, as much as I was like, yeah, cool, we get on, like she's from Hackney, da 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 da. I was like, but you just spoke like
completely different.
You had a completely different persona, performance.
I think everyone puts on, like a lot of people, like if you or I were to work in Knightsbridge, and I did, and I had a persona for there. Yeah. So I don't even think it's necessarily, I think it's class.
But no,
a lot of the time.
Also, well, for everyone on YouTube, and I'd love to hear this in the comment section, if you're listening right now, do you have a different persona and voice? Do you have a work voice and do you have a home voice?
I speak like this when I work in Knightsbridge.
No, but
you've got the email, you've got the report. Yes, I've got the report
too. But that's what I was going to explain.
It's a spiffing report.
I don't know how it is for Joel, I don't know how it is for other people, but in my household or for my mum, my mum's from Trinidad and she lived in St. Vincent, she's a Caribbean woman, but she had a telephone voice.
Oh my God, let's let you finish.
She could be cussing me in any type of way, whether it's with her accent, without her accent. She could be saying some very derogatory things towards me and anything in any type of way. And then the phone would ring and they'd be like, oh, hello, Gordon Residence. Anything, I'm telling you right now, there could be the house burning down. There could be a war going on in front of her. When she answers that phone, that telephone voice goes on. And it sounds like the most bliss thing you've ever heard
in your
life.
That's cute, because she doesn't know who's on the end. She's like, I want to impress whoever it is. I don't know who it is yet, but impress him.
It's a professional voice, cute. I'm telling you.
But it's learned behavior, because Tasha's the same, my wife. Like, I always say to her, why are you talking like that on the phone? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, why don't you just be Natasha? And she's like, I am. And then I'm like, I recorded her one day and played back. She's like, how do I sound? I was like, yes. Hi, it's Natasha. How can I help you? I'm like, that's not how you talk to me. You don't go, babe, hi, do you want a Corona? Like, I don't get that at home.
Maybe you need to
get that
in place.
Maybe you need to call her first.
yeah, Joel, it's true. If I need what I want, I did. But one of the challenges in, I don't want to make this about work, but in sales as well, because this is my background, is finding a sales executive or someone who can truly embrace who they are and be themselves. Because so many of us, and I did for the first 5 years, put on this persona. They even gave me a different name. My name was Richard King. Rich King.
Dicking.
Literally, Dick King. And I had two kids, I drove a BMW, and it was like, that was my sales persona.
You had a character.
It was bad, it was bad times.
Bro. So you was basically in the job just dicking.
Yeah, just dicking.
Anyway, moving on, what I was gonna say to you is,
just straight
a lot
dicking.
Of questions that I got for where we are, which is why I'm asking you this question, is where are we and what is the studio?
Where are we right this second?
That's right.
Ooh.
So we're actually
give us your address, Chris.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, whoa. All right, so we're in, let me go wide angle right now. So this is the studio. So in my office, we're in my office. That's right, yep. So first of all, Adam is someone I met only, how long ago? 2 months ago?
Yes.
2 months ago, right? So Adam came on board to help.
Well, I met you the first time, like months ago, right?
Yeah.
But that was just for like, a lunch meeting, and then
since
6 weeks ago probably.
Where are we?
So we're in our office. This is where I run my business and the various companies that we run.
Let's say the Docklands of London.
The Docklands, you're in East London, Southeast London, and the Niggerinage, we're Woolwich, which Warren said earlier. So that's so we're in the office, and this is what you see here is actually the set for my other podcast that I run on a daily basis.
This used to be Chris's desk.
This used to be
desk. This used to be his desk.
And then it's taken over.
And then Robert.
Yeah, so we didn't just go out and buy all of this equipment just for this podcast, but it kind of worked out well because this is what I do for a living. And then we kind of utilized everything to bring us lovely people together.
Yeah, or he bought all this stuff for the podcast. So this podcast could if it could be sponsored as soon as possible.
I still bought it, but it wasn't for this.
The bailiffs are knocking on the door right now.
Yeah, exactly. Should we get into some topics?
Yeah. Let's talk about the last thing
I did want to say for the reason of everyone's feedback, which I did want Chris to say, but he didn't say, is that Chris is a very accomplished businessman, and this is his setup. So, you know, thank you to Chris. Let's give Chris a little round of applause.
Thank you.
Without Chris, we wouldn't be here.
Without you guys, there's no show. As I say to everyone,
as long as you know that.
deep.
But yeah, let's get into it.
And Joel's tuning in from the lovely place of Leeds. Is it Leeds? I won't get it wrong.
Oh, bro, it's not Leeds.
Oh, no.
It's somewhere around Leeds and Birmingham. Some of them ends.
Leeds and Birmingham?
That's as
They're
good as you
get.
They're
very far away from each
Listen,
other.
Listen, I don't drive, so like it's somewhere up there, isn't it? Somewhere. Where are you
Leeds,
living, Joel?
Leeds is almost as far north as you.
Northside, man. I'm Northside. North
what does that even mean?
I'm tier two, innit? Boris, I'm tier two, innit?
We're tier two.
Gangster.
Tier two. All right, on that point, let's get into today's topics.
Yeah.
Only, so we did want to spend some time. Hopefully you've gotten to know us a little bit. And if you like what you hear so far and you're enjoying the show, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, hit the button.
Hit the button. It's free.
It's
Otherwise,
free.
Warren will hunt you down.
Yeah, and the notifications.
Warren will hunt you down. He's got his white belt, so he's not.
he'll get you in a submission, but go, oh, I haven't learned anything more than that. That's all I know.
Wait. That's What's enough. His name? Is it Adesanya?
Yeah,
he's got a white belt, and he kicked them.
Yeah, but he trains with black belts every day.
Well. It's not just a white belt.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but I'm just saying he's a white belt.
All right.
Brilliant Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Can I just say though, before you move on, sorry to interject. Wow, G man, when are you setting up this bog blog?
So I started it on my Instagram.
Wait, if someone, okay, I need a bit of background here.
Okay, so
go ahead. I was all my bog blog is like a toilet. No.
You have to do the tagline. Okay. Chatting shit on the shitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I had other things I was gonna do to talk about, like shit drivers, shit sports, shit people, you know.
And also he was rating toilets. So they were like, oh, I'm at the London Bridge toilets, and they give him like a score. Like, you know,
that's pretty good.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like the
I have to pay 20p to go in the toilets, though.
Yeah, Warren's
you have to get a Monzo business account.
Warren's the Wild G, should I say, is the toilet version of TripAdvisor.
Okay,
yeah,
so if you're
that's
gonna
what
come,
I was gonna
you
take
know,
it
that, that's basically what he's gonna go to. So he's like, oh, level
like
up,
a
oh.
Posh TripAdvisor,
so poshpoo.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. But anyway, that's where I started, and it was a thing where
he didn't start in the toilet, by the way. Just putting out there.
No, I didn't start in the toilet.
The now he's here.
But what happened? What happened was people would say to me, "Do more talking on Instagram." I was trying to do more social media, and the only time that I had time is when I was taking a poop. So you know, I take about 20 minutes in there instead of
20 minutes.
It. Yeah, I could easily, spend 20 minutes in there.
Don't no joke.
I remember, dude. Listen, me and Warren have been like friends since day, like early. When he says he's going to the toilet, I just put on a TV show.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at his house, if you ever meet Oren, you're at a house, anyone knows former girlfriends, like current white girlfriend, Mrs.
Sending for your former girlfriend on the podcast.
No, because I've been sitting there with his former girlfriends. They're looking at me and I'm like, I don't know when he's come back. So let's just, all right, what do you want to watch? They're like, what do you want to watch? I'm like, choose
mate,
a DVD.
Boyfriend
We're
going to
be here or what? Dude, he comes back sweating. He's changed clothes. Dude, it's mad. It's,
look, I appreciate my poos and my poos.
There's a whole ritual to it. If you can get the ritual, the full ritual in.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd never known someone to take like. And by the way, 20 minutes is bullshit. And I'd mean that like.
No, but I meant for, as for the blog.
Bullshit in terms of volume.
Bullshit. No, but as it for when I was doing the blog on the Instagram, I was only doing that part for 20 minutes and then I took the rest of the time for myself.
You got to take time for yourself.
You got to take it.
Get your phone out.
But what do you take time on? Is it the wiping?
No. You've got the incense in there sometimes. Sometimes you got a video, maybe a Netflix. Sometimes I might be on the YouTube.
Watch an episode of New Girl.
Do you know what I noticed?
And at a time halfway through, I have to stretch sometimes.
Have you noticed that people cannot go to the toilet now without their phone in their hand?
Oh, 100%.
Because they're like, they'll see like, they'll search the whole, where's my phone? I can't go, like, just go to it. No. Like they have to do it, which is probably the most unhygienic thing ever.
But, oh yeah, sure. Everyone's phone screens are covered in poop particles.
Oh no.
Poop particles. And like, do you I don't disinfect my phone that often.
Often?
I mean,
whoever's listening right now, when you go, ask it to YouTube.
If you're currently listening to us on the toilet, write a comment.
No, that too, but I want to ask this question. If you take your phone to the toilet, which I know all of you listening do, how many of you clean your phone the same way you clean your hands after?
Yeah.
No, you don't, Joel. Don't lie. Well, you got sanitizer gel for your phone.
Wipes. Get some wet wipes.
Wet wipes.
Some wet wipes.
Gel on it. I wash it under the water. Of course.
Going to the toilet is boring. Going to the toilet is boring. And we're used to being entertained.
Do you know what annoys me? In our current office where we're right now, where the set is, when you go to toilet, you lose Wi-Fi. And you lose signal, so there's no signal. So you're like, fuck.
No wonder you shit quick then.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to download some.
Go back to my torrent downloads.
Listen, not to you know, throw it out there, but man's got YouTube Premium, so I just downloaded videos, you know.
Oh, damn.
No adverts, you know.
You're the person who has YouTube Premium.
Yeah, I'm that one guy. You're wondering, who the fuck?
Yeah, pirate me.
Yeah, but we all know how you got it, though.
What do you mean?
Maybe not all of us.
What, the VPN? Yeah. All right, let me show you the quick tip of the day. Hey, Charlie, this podcast. I hope we get in trouble. If you go on YouTube and you turn on your VPN and select, for example, a country like India, and you go onto YouTube Premium and select India, and it, or YouTube will give you the rates that it would charge you for YouTube Premium as if you would live and are a citizen in that country, i.e. it's one, whatever their currency is, like a pound.
Rupee.
So rather than paying £15 a month for YouTube Premium, get a VPN on your phone or anywhere, sign up as if you live in India, and then you got it for cheap.
Can I ask how many Indian YouTube videos you get recommended daily?
None, because I'm back to the UK one, right?
Okay.
I just got to buy it.
All right.
So yeah, there you go. I don't know if it still works, but I know I did it.
It
doesn't know. Man's closed the loop.
Well, listen. Allegedly, I did it. I'm going to put that out there just in case. Allegedly.
If YouTube Premium is worth £1 to you, if it's,
dude,
a good tip,
it's worth it, bro.
£1.
Listen, when you have
YouTube
life,
Premium,
listen. When you have life of YouTube,
which is already free.
No, it's not. No. It's not free. Nothing's free in this life. Trust me.
I'm gonna say,
listen.
That's free.
Listen, Adam.
Okay. All right.
Once you go to YouTube without adverts, you really notice it. When you go back, and I'll say, for example, I was looking at, like, Tasha gave me a phone the other day, my wife, and I was using it, and the advert, I was like, oh my god, this life. It is horrible. Imagine.
Don't let your wife.
I've got an advert up on YouTube at the moment.
What do you say?
Don't let your wife share your premium.
You can't share it. It ain't Netflix.
All right, I'm gonna try one of these.
All right, listen. Let's jump into a topic.
Let's talk about news. All right. This show's about the news, right? We're
not
talking
really
about what's going on in the world. And we've gone off.
All right. So topic. First topic of the day. We're talking about Apple officially announces the new iPhone.
iPhone 12.
First of all,
who's excited? Hands up.
Samsung Life.
Google Life.
Google Life. Well, so you're Samsung Life.
No, I'm Pixel.
You're Pixel Life.
Yep.
You're even worse. You're Pixel Life.
Why am I worse?
Because you're like, you're with the...
I'm sorry, my phone wasn't made by the Uyghur Muslims.
Wow. Okay, that was a lot. What are you, Samsung Life?
Samsung Life.
And Joel, what are you repping, Joel?
Do you know what? I'm phone fluid, innit?
If...
Oh.
How many phones do you have?
I haven't really thrown away any phones, so I can go downstairs and get Blackberries, Motorolas, everything.
Jesus. Motorolas.
Sony Ericsson.
I want Motorola to come back.
Let's not go off topic because we love doing it.
Damn it.
You thought I just done worse. See, Joel, see what Joel
it's
did.
It's about today. It's something about Joel.
Don't let
it's
Joel.
It's about knowledge.
He just gets you in. Knowledge. Yep. Fuck this guy. All right. So, So, Joel, what have you got now, though? What phone are you repping?
An iPhone something. I can't even.
You got an iPhone. I got an iPhone. So I'm iPhone. I'm a fanboy.
Yeah.
But so let's get into.
Let's talk about the 12.
So
you're gonna pay £1,000 for this one phone.
Well,
£1,250.
Listen, the first thing though, I watched it and I had mixed responses because I watched it live, the whole thing. Because as I said, I'm a fanboy. And
how long was it?
I don't know how long it was.
How much of your life did you
spend? I watched the whole thing. I can't remember how long it was, but I watched the whole entire thing.
Dude.
But let's start with the negatives and then we go to the positives. From the negatives is the fact that they want to become carbon neutral, right? And I can't remember the date. I think it's like 2040 or something mad. It's probably not that, but I'm just saying it anyway.
Can you imagine?
And their excuse of how they're going to do that is one of the ways is by not giving you a charger or headphones with your phone. And that's just mad. Like, so I was like, whoa. And then this is the best part when they were like, yeah, but now it comes in a smaller, more convenient packaging because there's no phones or charger. So you get, and yes, people have chargers at home. And yes, everyone has iPhone cables. And yes, I have headphones, but I'm paying over £1,000 because I want an XL, the larger one. And I'm not getting headphones and a charger.
Yeah, but you know what drives me mad, Chris? Like, if I go out and I buy a phone, and the box is like a quarter inch too thick. It just drives me mad.
Need a battery.
Like it goes in the bin. It goes in the bin. No. Like right in the bin.
That's the biggest.
Is it like a quarter inch too thick?
I need a battery.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is a technical issue. Everyone's listening. Look, bang! Camera battery died.
Where'd you put it?
Over there behind you on the floor. All right. So whilst we're doing that, Warren, what's your takeaway? So from a Samsung perspective.
Okay. So I used to have an iPhone. I'm happy with iPhone. But you know what I don't like about it? I didn't like that I had to get a Mac and you had to get this and you had to get that. Everything had to be Apple, Apple, Apple. Everything had to be on the Apple scale, had to be Apple this, Apple that. And then the thing about it is, when I decided I wanted to get a Samsung and I tried to link my Samsung up to my Apple, I had to download a whole new range of things to have the compatibility between Samsung and Apple. I feel like Apple make themselves one lane and kind of go off to that section. And it just annoys me. But what I did to do with phones, even though we're talking about Apple and iPhones and everything like that, what I did to do with phones in general is I bought my phone outright and I got a SIM-free, SIM-only?
Yeah, SIM-only plan.
So I got a SIM-only plan and I did that because of the things like data and all the other bits and pieces that you get with it. Because when I did go to get, was it the 11 that came out?
11 was, yeah, I guess last year. Ooh,
yeah.
An earthquake.
When I went to go get the 11, the amount of money that I think it was, I won't say who it was, but the amount of money that they were trying to charge me to do with having the phone and the 15% extra that they were charging, it's crazy.
But also, but people don't need flagships.
No, but it was like...
No one needs flagship phones.
It was like, what? For what I've got now, I must be paying like maybe £45, mm-hmm. yeah, for my SIM only and my phone and whatever I paid per month, which I've paid off now.
Yeah.
But when I was looking to get that phone, not even in a memory grade that I was even happy to get, which wouldn't have even taken all of the information from my last phone to my new phone, I literally would have had to pay like £75 a month for the package that I wanted.
It's insane. It's just insane.
So, and then
let's not get into the madness of like.
But yeah, to do with Apple myself, I'm just like, yeah,
you're done with it.
You've got but they've got slaves making the phone, so I'm just a bit like out of that. I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah, obviously
and
I don't
pay
feel
them like £3 each.
But I don't think anyone
don't pay them. They don't pay them anything.
Oh, they don't pay them. Anything.
No. Apple manufacturing. They've got Apple manufacturing in the Chinese concentration camps.
Oh, but the Uyghurs.
Yeah,
the Uyghurs.
The Uyghurs. Yeah. Oh. They're making Apple products and Amazon products as well, I think I read. That's free labor.
Like, if you Google Foxconn, who basically manufacture both Samsung phones, iPhones, they're the company behind the manufacturing for these companies. And like, let's not get into too much. That's a bit depressing.
Yeah, we're getting super deep, and we actually had a conversation about this before the podcast. And we decided let's skate around that, because it's just not that.
And by the way, it ain't just Apple. It's all of them. So let's not even get into that.
You can go online and you can find out that there's a tool that says like how many slaves you have in the world based on your lifestyle. And I'd recommend, I can't remember the name of the website, but Google it. And just to be like aware of like what you're doing and what the Western world, what you owe the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about some of the positives. Yeah. So the negatives is you don't get headphones, you don't get...
you don't get charger. And the reason they said charger, because, you know,
carbon
we have billions of...
cables out there.
We've made billions and everybody nowadays has an iPhone charger. Okay, for a start, congratulations on failing to bring in new customers.
What do you mean?
If this is your first iPhone, you just don't have a charger.
Yeah, but it's bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit.
It's nonsense.
So I'm with you. I agree with you. It's bullshit.
Crazy.
But listen, from their point of view, imagine the hundreds of millions that they're saving in not having to produce those and put them in a box.
Yeah.
And then they're going to offset that with their carbon footprint.
There's a guy.
And they're going to tell you the dream. So let me go into some other things. So the other positives, obviously 5G, you know, people are super excited about
Everyone's
that.
Everyone's got 5G.
But no. This is what you're missing, right?
Oh, what am I missing?
So Samsung, first and foremost, not everyone's got 5G. Have you got 5G?
Well, no, my phone's
exactly.
2 years old.
Exactly. So you're not everyone, right? So not
right. Every phone that came out this year has 5G.
No, it doesn't.
See? Well, it doesn't have 5G.
It doesn't. An
Nokia.
iPhone.
The new Nokia doesn't have 5G.
Yeah, they don't. But this is the thing,
seriously.
Right? So yeah, Samsung does. So this is the important thing for everyone listening. And listen clearly. But that don't matter. So let me explain. Let me explain why this phone is amazing for everyone.
Okay.
So
sell me on it.
The reason they brought out the guy from Verizon, the CEO of Verizon Live, is because companies, telephone companies, they won't roll out 4G across the nation until there's enough users and demand. And iPhone, they were waiting for iPhone to release this phone so they can finally justify the cost of investing in building the infrastructure for 5G. So now, this is why it's such a big deal. So now the iPhone is on it, and 5G is on every iPhone. They're now going to invest across the UK and across the world and across the US. They said in the US, they're going to build across the whole US the next year in the 5G infrastructure. So that's the exciting part, because no matter what phone you buy, you're now going to benefit from that 5G, obviously one that has it. And Apple was one of the companies that made that possible, because companies like Vodafone, EE, all of them now can justify going, you know what, us investing X amount in building this 5G infrastructure, guess what? We're going to have all of these iPhones on it. So that's a positive that no one really, unless you know the techie side of it.
They brought the sheep to the market.
Yeah, if you know the business side of it, that's an exciting part. Yeah. But in terms of what they've added to it, the only thing that I was really impressed with is obviously 5G, you know, having, you know, 200 megabyte a second on your phone is just crazy. And I'm a bit of a geek, and we're doing, like, imagine this live stream right now, we can do that. Like, without any zero lag, being able to do it on your phone.
It's something we want to come back to, yeah.
Yeah, and then in terms of other features, you know, obviously you've got 4K HDR, it's got Apple RAW video. You're a videographer, Adam, so you'll get why having RAW video on your phone is quite a big deal. Obviously, it hasn't got like made, is that his face is, oh, but it doesn't have a great sensor. Is that what the face was
like? It's like that big. Yeah, I mean, like, you can have RAW and you can have amazing colors, but there's no point if your sensor's that small. It's like,
but it's still good though.
It's like driving a Ferrari with a lawnmower engine.
Okay. See, no one can impress Adam.
I'm just saying. I think
no one can impress me. Try and impress me.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna forget about it. Let us know if you're excited about it. If you're not, well.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to go back to you know, I noticed they had this whole like bit about gaming as well. You know, you can play the great latest games on your iPhone. League of Legends.
League of Legends. That's the one.
Right. I don't know if you've been following this, but Apple have decided that they will not allow Google Stadia or GeForce Now to be on the App Store.
That was Fortnite.
No, this is a separate thing. So the one thing that 5G is going to do, and I think it's going to massively like revolutionize the games industry.
Yeah, you can stream shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys have messed around with Google Stadia at all. You can try it for free for a month. But it's
plug. yes. I have a Pixel phone.
Plug.
Every you can play a bunch of games on there, and they're all like AAA games. Yeah, console titles in 4K, 30 FPS, whatever. It's a great system, and with their phones nowadays, it's going to be perfect, right? You've got Bluetooth controllers. You could throw your phone down there with an Xbox controller and just play.
Yeah, my cousin does that already.
Assassin's Creed or whatever. Yeah. And Apple are blocking it.
Anyways, that's a whole other story. But yeah, because they want a monopoly, right? They want to like you kind of.
But a monopoly of what? They don't have the service.
You do it our
it's
way.
It's really
way.
Confusing.
You either partner with us and give us a percentage of it, or you don't.
There's been a percentage of everything.
Listen, it's the same reason. Yeah, the same reason they blocked Fortnite, right? Because Fortnite was like doing transaction outside of the Apple Store, and they're like, "Oh no, Fortnite, you're not doing those little microtransactions outside of the Apple Store because they take 30%, right? If anyone listening, just so you know, they take 30% of every transaction, which I know personally. I have one of our business apps on there. And I'm like, oh, 30% for what? But obviously, without that, you're not reaching the millions of people. So okay,
they said they didn't want to be like that. But they ended up being that company.
They are like the shark now.
Yeah. Dude, when you see how much money they make from it, then you realize why. Like, so that's like, you know, phones make up a small percentage of their profit.
They said that they were
money.
About the future. They wasn't about the money.
They've got investors, dude. They're about the money.
All
right.
You see the iPhone 12?
Yeah.
Me, like, when I was younger, like new phones used to come with new things, and it's like, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nowadays, I know
this. This phone is 2% better. It's 2% better.
No, the best thing is it's
give me £1,000.
They say up to this number. So basically, because they don't get sued, they say it's up to 50% faster than any other smartphone. So when they say up to, it could be 10%. But it's up to 50%. But
you know, just to be against it again, the thing that I don't like again. About Apple, the thing I don't like about Apple is it's not just like, oh, the 12. It's going to be the 12, the 12 XL, the 12 PQ, the Pulse 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 9, 8, 20. And then next thing you know, it's going to be
COVID-12 Pro.
The 12 C9. 19. And then it's going to be a situation where they're going to be like, and now, year later, we have the 13. Yeah. And everyone's got the 12. And everyone's sitting there like, oh, I've got the 12, and now the 13's out.
Do you know what killed me the most is that, and we'll move on to the next topic for everyone listening, is that, and they're not doing it anymore, is that for years, it only ended recently, they were purposely sending updates to your phone, which made your phone slow.
Yeah.
On purpose.
They still do this.
You get a next one.
Yeah, but how crazy. No, they're not doing it anymore because they got caught because the people found it.
They're not
code.
Still do this.
No, they found it. They went to a court in the US about it because someone found it in the code. They're like, wait a minute, why is there a code that some very smart person, a lot smarter than all of us?
We all knew they were doing it for a long time.
No, we
time.
Didn't. You said it, but you didn't know it.
They didn't even need to do the updates. It annoyed me when they started doing the different, like, they had a color version and an S version and a nano and a mini and all this rubbish that they had. They just had that to make more money. Yep. They've had a 12 since 2000.
Hey man, your FOMO is marketable. Your FOMO is marketable and they can make money on it.
Yeah.
Knowledge said it. They've mostly had the 12 ready since 2012.
Do you know what? For anyone listening though, it's just the language they use, which is ridiculous. It's like they use things like, oh, we've got the new surgical gray color. Surgical gray. I mean, it's COVID out here. I don't even hear any words of surgical in there. It's like...
Wait, Warren, what's your favourite colour?
Green.
Is it not? Are you sure it's not surgical grey?
That's mad.
You're not on surgical grey, bro. What's wrong with you?
I never say grey, I say green.
If I'm
endemic purple.
If I'm talking to a girl and I'm saying, what's your favourite colour? And she says surgical grey, she's getting kicked out of the car.
Oh, why? Mad.
I said, get out of the car.
Surgical. What? Get what out are the car. You? Pantone. I don't want to know what specific tone you're interested in.
Yeah.
No, but wait. All right, we're moving on. But with knowledge saying about get out of the car, which is obviously to do with temper tea. Let's go straight into this
next topic.
Oh yeah.
Clash of the Titans.
So next. Oh, we're going straight in there, right?
Let's
so
go in there.
We're jumping straight into the.
I'm up for it. Let's go.
Stormzy. I want the hot take.
We're going Stormzy. No, let's introduce it first. We're going to go Stormzy versus Chip. Everyone, like, if you haven't heard about this, I don't know where you've been living before. But the latest development, though, is obviously Wiley put a video up saying, sending threats to Stormzy, saying, you better drop a track, and if you don't respond, I will bury you, is the exact quote. Do you think, Warren, because you're closer to this than many of us, because you've followed the scene a lot better than all of us, do you think that, does Wiley need to just chill out? Like,
there's rules to this thing, bro. I'm from the old school. I'm from the pirate radio days. I'm from the Deja 92.3. I'm from the era of we went to club, and if there was a sound clash kicked off, you didn't go quiet. Imagine, we're standing here on mics now, we're MCing, we're rapping, we're doing our thing, and then I say something towards you, Chris, and then what are you just going to do? Go, airtime. Imagine you did that. So now it's moved on, and now it's people making, me and Chris are going to battle. Yeah, we'll do that next time.
We'll do that next time.
He's going to get killed.
Christmas episode. Knowledge, you're with me.
Oh, no, I'll be in
rap battle.
Do you know what? Just for jokes, I can't rap, obviously. I can dance, but if we're all doing it, Joel knows. Joel, remember back in the day where we'd come back from a club and we would all be obviously drunk because we'd been to a club. And then whilst we're all laying down in the liver and just battered, we would have a rap battle and you would go around the whole room.
Time, though.
Do you remember?
You'd win every time.
I was the worst. Why are you trying to point me off?
No.
I was the worst.
But you'd answer back, innit?
Hickory dickory duck.
Man. Yeah.
So what I was saying is, with Wiley saying what he's saying, and Wiley's the godfather of this game, he's the starter. He's the one that's been doing this for time. With Stormzy right now going quiet, it's an offense. It's an offense to his craft. It's an offense to what he is and what he says that he is and what he says that he can produce out. And at the end of the day, when it was him versus Wiley, there was a 24-hour get back to each other. It started with people like, so the battles that were going on to do with how it is now with the online battles and being at the petrol station, which was funny because someone that I work with said to me, is he at the petrol station because he's saying that he's going to get petrol to go to someone's house? No,
they're not from the ends, bro. They don't get them. That's because he filmed a previous video there.
No, not even just yeah, that. It is, but it's also what you have to realize.
As soon as I saw the petrol station, I was like, someone's getting cussed.
Yeah, but the indirect to it is that he's at a Shell petrol station, and shelling is what you do when you take someone down.
By the way, it comes from Adam was like, no idea what you're talking about.
I'm writing notes in the table though.
But anyway, yeah. So
demand him go to the petrol station for some shelling.
Yeah, shellings. Shellington Valley.
Adverb.
But what I was saying is this whole back and forth to do with videos and everything like that started between Chip and Bugsy Malone. They were going back and forth, and within 24 hours, they were getting back at each other. Replies were getting sent. People, Bugsy Malone ended up going to Chip's ends, and it was all these kind of things. So he ended up in North London, and it was like at night, and everyone was like, "Raw." He ended up being so. Basically, was saying like, "I'm in your area. I'm suing you in your area." Anyway, what Wiley's saying, yeah, he's putting it out there. He's making a hype about it, but at the same time, he's saying, "Look, Stormzy, you had the mad energy for me. You was on this visuals. You was on this bad boy thing. You was smoking your spliff. You was drinking your tea. You was doing all these kind of things back to Wiley. But then it comes to Chip, and there's silence.
Cause Chip's dangerous.
Chip,
he's the one that pen head top.
He's done two tracks already. He's already done two.
So I find it like, as an outsider, I find it really strange.
As an outsider, I love it.
Chipmunk to me is like, I remember Chipmunk when he was a cute little kid doing raps.
15.
So, like,
because you don't know that
it's
side.
kind of funny.
That's what made it on
don't
the stage.
Don't get me wrong. I've heard like him when he's just like Chip. I've heard heard a track last year that is good, but I still think of Chipmunk as like this little kid.
Yeah. That's because you're not on the same social channels.
Yeah. No. Agreed. I'm out.
But from the age of that's the thing. From the age of 15, he's been like high level from the age of 15. Yeah. So even to do with how it is, I don't know what their age range is from each other. I'm sure they're around about the same age, but
probably yeah.
Chip's been in this since 15.
That's true.
He's got a lot
more experience.
Stormzy came on later, but what I was saying about Wiley saying about getting involved himself. Burying people, making a hype, is that grime now, it's been very high. It's a very high level musical scene at the moment. It's a very young scene, it's a very high level scene at the moment, and it's worldwide. It's amazing, and a lot of people love it. But at the same time, this is the hype of the scene. This is the original area of the scene, the clashes, the back and forth, the actual, that kind of element of battle rap is what makes this vibrant. Now, I'll say one thing. One time when I was listening to an interview with Getz, who's another amazing artist.
Love Getz.
He was saying that if you ever had like a polygraph of the actual scene, when you make actual tracks or tracks that have been out, like you could say Pow, you could say like the different tracks that have been out all over the what's it called, from 2000s to present day, an actual album or a track is what takes it to the height. It makes it big for the nation. It makes it big for everyone to be looking at. But as someone that's authentically loving grime and as a real grime head to do with like this from back in the day till now, with these sound clashes, Stormzy going quiet, he either has to come out.
Do you think it's because let me ask you, do you think he's not going to play at all because he doesn't want to give Chip any more limelight, right? Or do you think he's hard at work right now and he's going to drop some fucking bangers? So, what do you think?
So this is the three things.
Or is he shook?
This is the three things. He's either shook. It also might be embarrassment from the whole video that was dropped, because there was a video dropped to do with this of when Chip's talking about his raps, he's saying that, you know, Stormzy came to his house, which we didn't understand.
We've seen the video.
And then there's also a thing where, as they said, he could be hard at work, ready to just take head tops off, make it and come back. But also, some of this is in line with Chip dropping another
mixtape.
Yeah, so it might be a thing of Stormzy's like, I'm not endorsing your mixtape.
Yeah, because he knows Wiley made bare money off that last one.
100%.
And he knows if I could reply back to you, I'm only going to put more money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And that's why Chip did it.
But you know what it is?
Don't be dumb. Obviously, he came to his job, but if you can
start a beef with Stormzy, you're like,
you're making money.
You're gonna blow up. Yeah. The exact same way
Spotify,
that like
he released both tracks on Spotify.
Storms is where he is today because of Wiley.
Well, Wiley started the scene. Without the scene,
not because of the clash though. Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Off base.
It was there, but like Warren's more on base in terms of the scene was started there.
Yeah.
But he definitely made money. They both made bare money during any of these clashes, whatever battles that happened, right? either side is making money because it's Spotify plays.
Yeah, for sure.
And all of everything, and obviously they always drop an album.
Mind you, we also know that Stormzy has like mental health, like things to address. So he could just be sure.
Well, that's the thing I was gonna say. The only reason the only reason why he might not be answering is that he's literally come off of social media at the moment. He's completely off of social media. All social media,
he gets bad depression. He was
getting a lot of like different people getting in contact with him that he was not interested in, and he just come off of all social media. So,
what do you think? Let's kind of draw an end to this. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the impact on him if he doesn't reply?
The thing about it is, if he doesn't reply,
what does that mean?
He's going to lose a lot of cred from the actual grime scene. Maybe not from the pop scene or the public scene or his global scene.
It's so
like
different
that.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah. But I've always said that him with performance and delivery, he has a chance of getting at Chip. But Chip has lyrics, bars and content, and it's completely different. But if he completely doesn't go at it, it would be good for him to have a reason. If he doesn't have no reason, he's just going to lose a bit of credibility. He can't call himself the king of grime.
What do you think, Joel?
I think I tend to concur with Wild G. on this particular subject. For me, it is all about the original art of clashing. When two spars go up against each other, pen for pen, sentence for sentence, lyric for lyric. On this occasion, the experts know in the field that Chipmunk or Chip, he don't run out of bars. So Stormzy is technically way, way behind Chip when it comes to the penology. And I think Stormzy knows it. There's no point. I mean, he could kind of clash Wiley. All the old heads went to Wiley, the new school went to Stormzy because they're not really aware of Wiley's CV's track record. But in this clash, he's got no chance. It's best that he just stay humble, stay in his yard.
Do we all agree that he has no chance?
He's got no chance.
Look, do you know what it is? I completely agree with
but do you agree he's got knowledge. No chance though?
Yeah, I agree with knowledge that he doesn't have no chance, but I also say that him answering back, there's different angles that he can go at. And I feel like if he goes at no angle, it's just disappointing.
Yeah, it is. That's just it. It is just disappointing because everyone's like, wait.
I think that's like the master takeaway here.
Yeah.
Everyone can agree on it. It's disappointing it doesn't come back.
Because myself, Chris, and Knowledge, we're dancers, ex-dancers, whatever you want to call us at the moment. It's a thing where if someone put up a video, even now, to any one of us, and we don't answer back, people think, yeah, you're past it. And we all know Stormzy is current. He's not past it. So what's his excuse for not answering?
So on this, I think like, I'm at this point where I can agree that I agree with Wiley, but at the same time, like Wiley's canceled now for so many people.
Yeah.
Because of his comments that he's made recently?
Yeah.
What about like the Jewish?
Yeah, his huge, like shocking anti-Semitic rant on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's just...
But no one's surprised about that, are they?
Yeah, and like, my initial reaction when he piped was, of course, Wiley pipes up.
But put
now.
That to one side, though.
It doesn't invalidate what his opinions
are on
this
thing. He would have said, I personally believe he would have came piped up anyway.
Yeah.
Wiley, the thing about it is, and I'm not saying that I know him personally, but knowing of him and hearing of the different things that he's done and coming from the same area, he's just outspoken.
Yeah, bro,
I don't think it was a thing where like everything, he even apologized for the
and
way
he's also
he
the last person that clashed Storms here, so super relevant to have him have his opinion.
Yeah, for sure. I just, you know,
but even
there's a lot to be gained for Wiley to speak up on such a hot topic.
Because if Stormzy came back to him and was like, shut up, Wiley, he'd be like, bang, I'm going to bang, drop a beat and drop a track. And all of a sudden he's made yourself 10 grand, move on. More than that, bro.
But also with Wiley saying what he said, the only reason why I'll put it out there, even though I'm in awe of Wiley, I think Wiley's amazing. And even though Wiley does his outspoken rants and everything like that, that's his personality. People only are getting to know his personality now because you have to realize he's part of the old school. He never had a personality. There's not been no build-up.
Yeah.
He just burst onto like Twitter and other bits and places.
So he never needed a filter.
Yeah,
his lack of filter is what got him to where he is.
That's what I was going to say. The thing about it is that everyone else that's kind of got up to a certain level have done much worse things previous.
Yeah, the problem is, dude, you get played on Radio 1,
and
you gotta start reeling it in.
100%.
This is why he's like, Chip's like, you're Stormzy. Why are you pulling up to man's yard, bro?
100%. But no, yeah, but what I was saying,
man,
is
you last few months ago you dropped a gospel track, bro, and now you're pulling up to man's
and you was protesting.
He's got really, like, I think just we're still, like, I know we're going like massive off topic now, but Stormzy himself has a really confusing message.
1000%. But look, let me finish what I was saying about the Wiley situation. What he made me lose where I was going to. But what I was saying about Wiley to do with what he's done and what he said and all the things that he's come out with is, I've gone. Let's move on.
Adam, I'm sorry.
Adam, in what sense has Wiley got, Stormzy got confusing?
Just because, you know, he shows up outside Chip's house.
But there's a caveat on that as well.
Yeah.
Could you just tell me who has a linear message?
Okay, you know, like, great question.
First one was shut up, Joel. Adam, go on. Just fucking linear message. He's okay. Fucking with you as well.
Wait. Adam's going for it, though.
Go on, Adam, drop some bars.
Can someone, like, lay a beat? Fair enough. Like, who has a linear message? People are people, and they don't necessarily need to fit in a box, right? No one does. But if someone's like releasing tracks about their love for God and their love for drugs and girls.
In the same breath.
In the same breath on the same album.
And he calls himself Mr. Skeng.
Can I say something? Yeah, you know what it is?
And he'll release tracks about like killing people.
Hasn't religion been the cause of so many wars?
But listen. We know. Yes, listen, we know
for, like, sure. Like, I'm not here to talk about, like,
Jesus, we're getting deep.
Like, obviously, the vast majority of wars globally in human history have been around religion. That being said, Christianity is supposed to be a religion of peace.
Let's not get deep.
As with any Abrahamic religion.
Let's not get deep.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, what I was going to say, I remember what I was going
to
say.
He's trying to please everyone, by the way. No. Let me just tie this off, tie a knot on this.
Yeah.
Like most people, he's trying to please multiple markets.
Stormzy's the grime artist your nan can love.
Yes, exactly. He's global market, local market, you know, non-violent, violent.
But like, he's got some good tracks there.
Yeah, of course.
But also, I heard Stormzy talk about it before. Stormzy also said, look, I had the opportunity to make all types of music that I've always wanted
to
make.
Basically.
So why am I not going to try to throw all this music into my energy, into what I want to do and how I want to do it? So maybe it is a confusing message for some, but at the same time, for him, it's what he had the opportunity to produce. So he was like, and you have to realize when, especially now he's doing it on his own label. I don't know if he's done all of them on his own label, but even if it's on his own label, it goes through a mix of different things. And a lot of people are like, let's pick this one, let's pick that one, let's do this one. But last thing I was going to say about Wiley is, on this particular time when he's talked about burying Stormzy and he's talked about a few other people, I feel like I found him very authentic with him being online previous on his Instagram and his Twitter and things like that. But this time it seemed like a clout chase because he started to talk about going after Skepta, going after Dizzy, all this. And he's had vast opportunity to go after Skepta, go after Dizzy.
But he's doing it whilst it's hot though, isn't it?
Yeah, potentially have clashes with them. But while everyone's looking at Chip and Stormzy, he's throwing that in there right now. And I'm just kind of like, let's not clout chase. If you want to go for them in your own time. Make a tune, because even though you've been cancelled from a lot of things, you can still make a tune and put it on Spotify. People are going to still share it.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
At the same time, you're just making this video saying that you're saying.
He has got a new tune out.
Is it? Oh, see?
Who has?
Is it going for anyone?
Wiley. It's not. I don't think it's a diss track, but it came out like yesterday or the day before.
All right.
Yeah. It's always good timing, isn't it?
Yeah. But the thing about it is the guy makes number ones as well. Look at Bosey. That's completely out of the blues compared to any like battling or anything.
And that was like, no one expected that.
Yeah.
Or like that basically paid for his Lambo.
Yeah,
he made that track and all of a sudden he's like Lambo Aventador just appeared. Lambo. Like
he bought some cigarettes.
He was cigarettes and a Lambo. Oh, Lambo cigarettes. Like, all right, cool. What next topic we chat? We done on that?
Yeah.
I think we could talk about this all night. To be fair, but we in the interest of keeping things tight,
Graham will come back up. But this topic is done.
Bring it back.
Yeah. I was going to talk about Corona.
Stay until the after podcast where knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. You're on after thoughts.
Yeah,
with knowledge. I was going to talk about the new three stages of lockdown, whatever, but I don't want to depress anyone else listening. So let's just skip that and put that to sleep. Let's talk about the poor guy.
Oh, no, I know what you're going to
talk about.
Let's talk
about the poor guy that posted on Twitter talking about how he dropped it off his chick.
His gal getting fresh out.
No, hold on.
Joel, you want to introduce it, Joel? Go on.
Yeah, go on. Knowledge.
Before you say it, though, don't frame it a certain way. I think you should open frame it.
Well, you frame it.
Yeah, I agree.
Frame it.
I agree. A liberated woman was liberated from her boyfriend.
Yeah. Let Joel go on, Joel, go.
So we all stumbled across this story where an ex apprentice superstar.
You've given him ratings,
superstar,
right?
Wow.
He was on The Apprentice. I think he won 6 out of 7 challenges. No, I'm joking. I don't know the stats.
Exactly. Can we get Alan Sugar up on MSN?
I'll call him. I'll bring him in.
I think if we're talking about Lord Sugar, then his girl should be
called. Oh, Lord Sugar. Oh, sorry.
No. My bad. All right, let's go on, Joel.
His girl should be called Duchess Sugar.
Go on. Carry on, Joel.
So, this former apprentice star basically he's lived his life, innit? A life situation came out and he made it public. Some people had opinions on it. Basically her partner at the time chose to allow him to drop him and another girl off at a train station in Crewe, I believe it was. They went party in Catford, his former residency or his former area. And this woman chose to have intercourse with 4 guys at the same time in the bathroom at that party, and then he collected her from the party and she confessed. And people are upset at the way that he outed her on social and things like that. So yeah, that's the topic. I don't want to put any...
I love the fact that you made that sound so much nicer.
That was like the United Nations summary of what happened.
It's what happened with no tints, man.
Yeah. You know what? I think we can all agree that despite everything we're about to go into, the way he handled it, not optimal. Yeah. It was a suboptimal handling.
What do you reckon?
Situation.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because, he got cucked on such a huge level.
Well, so you're basically saying, why would you tell everyone and embarrass yourself? Is that what you're saying?
And embarrass her. And embarrass everyone. Everyone in that situation was embarrassed. Apart from 4 unnamed guys.
All right, let me read the post. So he said, wow, 2020 is really not finished.
can you like every time he drops a crying while laughing emoji?
No, I'm not doing it. He's a lot of
just,
emojis
just
in
like,
it.
Just like do this.
There's an emoji overload.
He put so many in that post that you know who's actually crying and not laughing.
Yeah. So let me read it. So wow, 2020 is really not finished. Imagine on Friday night you drop your girl, your girlfriend to the train station in Crewe. I don't know why he told us the train station, but okay.
Crewe's famous for its railway.
Oh yeah, and hook and hose. To a party with her friend, which happens to be where you're from in Catford, London. What a coincidence. And then when you pick her up back on Saturday night after 15 hours back and forth, wow, dedication. I'll save you the details how she revealed to you that she cheated. But she didn't just cheat. She actually had a fivesome. So 4 guys take it in turns on her in the bathroom, in the party. Wow. If anyone wants to send me some social distance virtual hugs, that would be much appreciated. 2020, what a year.
In fairness, I think four guys owe him a virtual distance hug at least.
I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there. I think she's gangster.
Do you know what made me tickled me the most is the photo with her and the 4 guys in the hallway.
Yeah.
Clearly before they're drunk or like,
you know what?
It's like, yeah. if she only knew. Well, you're giving her ratings. Like if a guy did that with 4 girls, you'd be like, bro, you banged 4 chicks, but a girl does it.
The only shame is the amount of disrespect she showed her boyfriend.
No, but that's what everyone's getting wrong. Everyone's trying to go on like 4 guys bang this 1 girl.
Yeah.
But this one
girl banged. Yeah,
this one girl banged 4 guys.
Is she? If like,
are you mad?
If this was FIFA, her stamina rating would be just.
But imagine she had them lined up waiting for her. Bro, she's an empress.
Yeah.
Put respect on her name.
She's talented.
Put respect on her name. He's a little punk going, oh my girl, she did this, she did that. What would you do?
If happened to you though,
bro, I'd be upset.
You'd be upset. That's an understatement.
But I'd also be like, 4 men.
Can you grab him one?
Yeah.
4 men up.
4 months. Wait, wait.
4 months up. You're a G still. You're a G still.
It's over, but yeah, no. Yeah, yeah.
It's over. It's over. But four man up. I spud her. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. It's, I have to put respect on her name. Because imagine,
wow.
them man, them all shared.
So you think it's more on them? So you think they're more of the bad, like
no, like bro, those guys. Those guys needed a shower so bad. Bro, after.
They go like at the end of the day. Look, she was within the COVID rules.
What, the 6 people?
Yeah. There we go. There we go. There we go. She didn't go out. Of, she didn't go out of line. She was there with the COVID rules.
Would you? Would anyone here post on social media if that happened to you? I will start by saying. No.
But
I
don't,
oh God, no.
But then even that, yeah, to do with him posting and what he's saying and the way that's going on, I'm not gonna lie, that relationship was over before he dropped her at the party.
Yeah, who sends your girlfriend to a party in Catford? Yeah.
And who makes a?
By the way, all right, Adam. Can you, he's clean. All right, Adam. All right, yeah, that's it. No.
What, this happened to you, Chris?
What do you mean? Wow.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
God. I looked at you. I don't know.
Bob, I ain't driving my girlfriend and dropping her in Catford. One, I can't drive, so that ain't going to work. I might send her an Uber, maybe.
No, yeah. But let me tell
really?
You this.
You're going to get an Uber and send to Catford?
Yeah, yeah.
But not even just no, that. Let me just tell you this, yeah? He even said that this was his old ends, yeah? Or his old area.
Okay.
If you don't know what goes down at a rave in your own area, and you dropping your girl to that rave or that party or whatever's going on, why wasn't you there with your girl?
You go.
There's guys that
if she wants to go, I don't know. No,
I disagree because I would let my wife go anywhere and anywhere because I trust her. We have that trust. I agree with Warren. They were saying already wrong with their relationship before she got there. Do you know what I'm saying?
1000%.
Yeah, no, agreed.
She didn't just turn up and go, oh, I'm going to just fucking cheat on my boyfriend.
But I don't think it's necessarily about like him not trusting her. It's, you know, you cannot trust other people.
No, I don't think so, bro. You can't blame other people for her. She didn't bang four guys by accident.
There's a track.
She tripped and four guys fell.
There's a track, I think it's by Fredo, and he says something along the lines of, it's not my girl that I don't trust, it's Ibiza that I don't trust. Yeah. When you're out there in the source.
It's the environment,
the people,
isn't it?
It's the whole thing, yeah.
But imagine, yeah, he's potentially, I don't know where they're from or whatever.
The worst part is he went and picked her up and drove her home.
But wait. She's from an area that's potentially doesn't have a lot of black guys in there. And then he's the only black guy that
crew?
She's with. Yeah.
So crew has no black people.
Yeah. So he's
crew.
Basically. So wait, let me finish.
So many. So
yeah. So he's the only black guy that she's seen. And then she goes to a party. And she's there's like, four black guys.
Four.
She's like, oh,
one,
hell
two,
yes.
three, four.
And then the thing about it is, my thing is, I don't know how they ended up in the toilet.
How big's their toilet?
That's right. Such a, like,
nah, you can get these inside toilet. It can run.
In Catford?
You need it to run, it can run, innit?
But yeah, what big toilet have you got in your yard in Catford?
You couldn't fit
no, but
five people in my
run,
toilet.
It will run. Whatever you need, bro. It could have been one square centimetre.
What, a five or
no,
four
fairness,
man?
Yeah,
could have been an airing cupboard.
You could play some human Tetris here and like...
Could have gone outside.
If the girl's the connecting piece, you know, I think you can make it work.
Listen, wasn't
I like
there?
The way, I like your gesticulation there, Adam.
When yeah. Like, I'm laying it out in my head. I'm doing like city management right now.
For people that are listening on the podcast, Adam just spread his.
He spread the woman's body out on the table, and worked his way around it.
If I was four guys, I could make this work.
I was four guys, I could make this work.
You know what it is to me.
If my dream comes true and tomorrow I wake up as four guys,
worked out well for everyone because
I agree.
He's staying. That she had those fantasies prior and she's let him know about those fantasies.
Oh, I didn't see that bit.
So wait, yeah. So she's staying with him?
Oh, that's another thing. I heard apparently they're still together.
Oh, possibly. Yeah, he's gone back, isn't it?
He's no,
back
he's not. I don't believe that.
Possibly.
Look, how can you look at the same way again?
But
easy.
Everyone's got
love is love.
Love is love.
No, it's not. It's not love.
And they just keep it to themselves.
Yeah, he's still.
What, when the entire world knows it on social media?
Look, she might be a completely different person now. At the end of the day, she's been through a fantasy that she's always wanted to live and love. She could be more confident now. She could be more assertive in herself. She's a G-O-G, double O-G.
But she is a terrible girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
But she might be a better girlfriend for it.
Well, the next guy should have to find out.
She's with the same guy.
Adam, sorry to interject, bro.
Yeah, go.
When your partner, your girlfriend, owes you something like that.
That's a lot to pay back.
Do you know how amazing that is, bro?
What, how many green cards you got? You can do whatever you fucking want.
No, but also what you sort of have to realize as well, yeah, is potentially, especially him going back with her, she's just opened a whole new chapter to their relationship.
Yeah, but the problem is it's lies. Like, so I've been in a relationship for 8 years and there's a certain point where like,
there's a certain point where Adam's like to his girlfriend, I really want to sleep with four black guys.
Four black guys and cackles. But there needs to be a point where
it's like, I just.
Like, if she was honest and she said, oh, hey. Yeah,
no, wait, so where are we going with this?
If she was honest about what she wanted and what she did, then it would be a very different story right now. And I'd actually be like closer to her side. And I'd be like, well, she was honest about what she wanted,
we can't talk about the fact
their relationship is better because she lied.
No, I get that, I understand that, but what I'm
and
saying
now
we
can't trust her. It's a trust thing. It's not like a disgust thing.
Adam, let's talk about. I'm going back from Knowledge's point. Yeah.
Yeah. Go.
She owes him. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going back together. They're back together or whatever. He knows how much of a freak she is right now. His next option is
grow three more dicks.
His next option is you need to get three friends.
Oh no, don't.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
Knowledge, back me. You don't want that.
Four
women.
Four women.
Exactly.
I thought you meant you
like, I need to keep her happy, so I need to move in three more guys.
No.
Now the combined income would really push the mortgage down.
Yeah. That polygamy is on another level. No, he's ain't gonna say to her, look, we get three more girls. That's four girls and one guy.
All right, let's ask the women opinions. If there's women listening to this show, hello, how are you?
We didn't know women listen to this show. Yeah. We're really sorry.
Secondly,
for everything that's happened so far.
My missus is listening.
Secondly, if you cheated on your man with three men?
Four.
And he said, we'll
two for each hole.
And he said, we'll get back together, but I wanna bang you and three of your friends. Would you be on it?
No chance.
What do you mean? Look, where's Adam? Where are you from, Adam? Where are you living?
It's from Crewe.
I'm from Crewe, right? Yeah. We're really protective of our women.
Yeah, we drop them off 15 hours away and then we come back and we try and pick them up.
I'm from Newham, just up the road.
He's from Stratford. He's from Stratford. Let's just get it.
Newham, Stratford, no Newham.
I know, but yeah, he's from Stratford. In Newham.
Especially
yeah.
Nowadays, there's not a no chance in that scenario, bro. That scenario is more.
I mean, yeah, you're right. The world is full of very interesting.
She's like, how bad do you want to get your man back, innit?
Look, I'm telling you, he's getting a good deal. He got a bad deal.
He'd better. But that's what I'm telling you. He'd better.
He's getting a good deal. And if he's not getting a good deal, then boy,
he doesn't respect himself.
I just believe that there's another chapter of their relationship that has just been opened up, and I believe that she is a different person.
Maybe he looked at himself afterwards and went, you know what? I want to be one of those three guys. That's what I've always wanted.
No, but you know what is? Let's say this. Let me just play devil's advocate. Let's say this. Go. Let's say that, as we said, she's maybe never had any other type of experience, not even just with black guys, whatever.
I can't think of many people who've had that kind of experience.
But let's say she hasn't had any other boyfriends. He's her first boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's now run through these other guys, done what she's done. Boom. Now they're back together. She's had her experiences in life. She might be more committed to him.
Nah,
she didn't remember that.
Nah, but she's a G though.
It's so easy to say it when you're not the person.
It's true. Just completely remove.
But I've been cheated on, maybe not to that extreme, but I've been cheated on. And that's what I'm talking about, like the whole owing someone. That part is where you can just, that's where you can just seal the deal, innit? At the end of the day, to me, your women and men have sex with other women and men. So everyone's girlfriend has a body count.
Yeah, for sure. Nothing drives me madder than those guys who are like, I really want to like hook up with a virgin.
Mm. What do you mean?
Ew.
It's weird.
Like, there are some guys who like, they hate the idea of hooking up with a like a sleeping with a girl that's been with other guys.
There's this weird, like, you see on movies, there's this like persona around like Arab people like that for some reason. It's like you see it in movies.
So
like,
they've got to be a virgin.
They have to be.
Is that a thing or is that just a movie thing?
No, that's true.
No, it's a real thing.
That's a religious thing and that's a cultural thing as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
It's in many countries.
I'm saying it's weird. It's just because it's not normal to them. It's normal. It's fine.
I know we're going next levels, but it's even where they put down a sheet so they make sure that they, when they, you know, break their seal, they have blood on the sheet.
Oh, those guys, they take the Old Testament real serious where they like, they'll literally leave them in a room for 3 days. Mm.
But you know what is, as I was saying, going back to this last point before we move on from it, I am not going to lie. I'm all for her. I think she's a G and I think that guy wasn't really hitting the spot, so she needed four other guys to
hit all the spots.
Gender swapped. Like, we have to be honest, gender swapped.
Yeah.
Ultimate legend.
If he was in the was in the bathroom with four girls,
but,
and he banged all.
Yeah,
of
but
them,
then you'd be like, you're a horrible cunt because you look what you've done to your girlfriend.
Yeah, but he's still a G though. That's why I'm saying she's still a G.
She's still a G.
I'm not gonna
ran the party. Just ran the party. Just walked. I bet she walked into that living room. Walked into that living room, was like, everyone.
What's Nolly saying?
Off the back of this, she's going to get pure guy. Pure man.
Pure man. The floodgates are open.
Got her socials, her DM will be blowing up even now, even at this time.
Yeah.
It'll be blowing up, bro.
That's why he got back with her. He had to get back with her because imagine from.
Is he really? Are we just making this up? We just fucking throwing.
No, but even if we are making this,
I find it difficult to believe, but I do agree too, that there are some outside odds that probably aren't even that slim, that it's just sort of awakened some things.
There's more in there. Can you have some more?
Yeah. What do you want?
Sweets, man.
Sweets.
But sugar.
No, if what's it called, he didn't get back with her, he's then just going to see her Instagram blow up with just loads and loads of guys just on it with her.
But would you want to be number two? I'm going to say something you might agree with, but that's the kind of girl that I want to go nowhere near because bare man have been inside her.
Yeah, but she's experienced, bro.
Yeah, but allow it, bro.
No, but like, that's not the kind of experience you learn from.
You never know.
You know what I mean?
You like, never know.
The only thing she learned was tolerance. Like physical, like.
Exposing ourselves, you know?
Construction tolerance.
Myself on this one, the way we're acting to it, because I'm with Wild G, the way I see that, I'm like, Ross, if she's willing to do that, and yo, my request on my
You
don't understand. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Nah, I know exactly where you're coming from. But if she's, it's the lion. I'm not slut shaming her. It's the lion.
It's the lion. Everyone gets lied to. When you talk to
her, you're not. I agree. But I think communication is the most important thing.
They're not telling you the real body count, you know?
Yeah, for
Someone's
sure.
told you the real
for sure.
body count.
I think communication is more important than fidelity.
No, but the thing about it is, Adam, you're wrong on that, though. She's right. not lying, though. Because the thing about it is, she went and did it
and then told him
straight after.
Straight after, that's
she didn't go and do it and then lie about it and then went on from it. She told him there was no lying.
Actually, if you think about Adam, break it down, zero lying.
Did she go out with the intention of shagging four guys at the same time?
No. Maybe not, but at the same time, it happened and still, with cock on her breath, she said to him, I just mashed four men in a bathroom.
And he was like, oh, hold on.
And she pre-warned him. She pre-warned him as well.
Did she?
She had those ideas before.
Oh, okay, all right. Then I didn't know that. Well, then I'll withdraw. If the news was out there.
He said that she had fantasies like that before. Didn't you say that earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
She fulfilled her fantasy. This girl is a G. Whoever you are, if you see this podcast, Wild G's with
you.
Yeah,
to be fair.
Knowledge is with
you.
All the girls out there want to bang four men, you're down with it. Even if they got a boyfriend.
Look, if they're comfortable within themselves, and they are safe within what they are doing.
And they don't want to learn, and they don't want to keep their relationship.
Yeah, but whatever the relationship.
But this girl has two wishes left on that genie, right?
But if they're safe in what they're doing, and they're getting it done, then let them live, man.
Nah, I don't know, man.
She got four guys at the same time and kept her boyfriend.
Yeah. She's living.
Got five guys.
She's a living legend.
She must be banged him when she got home.
I hope, if you're listening to this, I hope you go to the casino.
She got five guys.
If she was a burger and fries, she'd be five guys. I love it, Joel. That was sick.
that was gangster. I'm a feminist. Let her do her thing.
All right, let's jump on to the next topic. So. I don't really want to go into COVID, you know? It's depressing.
No, let's just miss it with COVID, because we already talked about COVID.
Like, to be fair, where we're from, nothing's changed, right?
Yeah. Nah.
There aren't any, like, type 3 ultra high level zones in London, right?
Yeah. You know why it is, though? I guarantee you it is actually a thing, but you can't shut down the London, the financial capital of the UK.
I'd like to see him try.
No, but you see,
you can't shut us down again. Trust me, I'm telling you right now, I'll be respectful and I'll wear my mask. I'm not going on lockdown and sitting in my yard again for 4 or 5 months. It's for the livelihood of my family, of you, of everyone who we employ here.
Let me say this.
My Little Pony calling.
Let me say this, yeah. The thing about it is I personally don't think lockdown is going to work a second time. Let me tell you this. People were already skeptical about the whole, whether they were going to stay in, whether they were going to go against the rules or for the rules the first time. And a big majority of people went against the rules. A majority of people still went to work. Some people that I know never changed anything and carried on doing what they was doing, and they haven't been affected.
I need to read some YouTube comments before I forget.
Because of that, it was a situation where now that there's going to be the second time, there's going to be a lot more people not taking it seriously. Now, what I was going to move on to say is that, you see, even them locking down certain areas, yeah? I was talking to someone at work about the other day is, let's say, like, Liverpool that they've locked down.
Yeah.
The problem that they have is that people are now, from not doing whatever they're doing in Liverpool, or whatever areas have been locked down, they're now moving out of them areas. And then once they move out of them areas, they go into the local area, which is still got service going on. They still got people going to pubs and doing other bits and pieces. Then they're taking whatever the high risk they have in Liverpool out to them outside areas, and it's just spreading.
So for sure, yeah.
On one side, it is a thing of, I understand what people are saying, stop doing tiers. If you're going to lock it down, just lock it down altogether. Stop prejudging it and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, trying to do that second lockdown, people are going to be like, it ain't shit. I'm going to do what I did the first lockdown. That's what people are going to say. Like me, I've been working the whole time.
You can't tell me to stop providing for my family and employees and whatever. Like I have to keep going. Like I'll wear a mask. I'll be respectful of everyone else, but I need to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
Look how many millions of people have gone out of business.
You can't put a lid on people like that.
It's just,
that's out of order, mate.
Bruv, this has got to do what I've got to do. If it's between pleasing Boris and providing for my family and our livelihood and paying my mortgage and keeping my...
My grandma gets it because of YouTube.
Listen, I need to jump to some YouTube...
Stop seeing his grandma.
I need to jump to some YouTube comments. So first of all, my favourite one is from Warren's girlfriend and mother of his children. She says...
Shout out.
She's fiance.
She's my fiance.
Two weddings delayed.
Yeah.
Should I mention her name?
Didn't get invited to either of them.
Mention her name or not mention her name?
Mrs. Wild.
Mrs. Wild. Mrs. Wild said, nope, not banging three of my friends. So, but she said, we can talk other options.
All right.
She gave you a bit of a...
How about three of her worst enemies? You can get back to us on that.
Nah, hell no, I don't want them.
And secondly, she said, currently, whilst typing this, disinfecting my phone.
Yeah, no, that's a good shout.
That's a good shout.
Great life advice there.
Yeah. But I love it,
This whole pandemic thing, the wickedest thing for me, like, I don't know why the government presumes that everyone watches news and all them signs there.
Warren? I didn't even know that. This whole free tier thing, didn't even know about it until today. Because
into BBC News?
I don't listen.
Fuck that.
It's depressing. If you start your day by turning on the news, you immediately, in your subconscious mind, the rest of you program yourself to spend the entire next day looking for negative things, and you'll have a shit day. If you start your morning by consuming positive content, energy, you'll have a great day.
It's better as well, because the people I know who watch a lot of like network news and BBC,
they're depressed.
It's not just depressing. Honestly, after like, you can see people, older people after a decade or two, it makes them scared of the world.
Of course, because that's like all they see is fear and fucking. Of course, it would, because it's a warped. It's like looking for.
You can pull like a 6-year-old couple from Glossop, and
what's that?
I was just thought of the whitest place in the world.
Say it again, please.
Where's Glossop? That? Is that a place?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I need to go on Google Earth right now.
And you ask them how they feel about Muslims, and they'd be terrified. Just terrified. Oh, my God.
Is that some of the American cities?
Run away. We're opening up a mosque in
protest.
Norfolk. Watch them run into the sea and drown.
Yeah.
And it's just too much. It's too much fear they're selling. They're just selling fear.
Yeah.
I agree. You don't watch the news.
No, but
don't do it.
I think it was like
find an outlet you trust.
Maybe about 2010.
Pick three more.
I went to one of the places in Yorkshire or something.
Yeah.
I was sitting there just eating food in the hotel, and the whole room was watching me. They was like,
how good was the food? Because you was at the ends.
No, because like I looked.
Was it jerk chicken?
Nah. No. I can't remember what it was. I think I was having fish and chips, to be honest with you.
What you don't realize is he was sitting in the middle of some white family's wedding at their reception.
And he was completely Donald Ducking it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was there for a job, and I was butt naked. No, I'm joking. I was actually just normal, but because I was black and I was in that place, they were just like,
I was black.
Like, it came back white.
Yeah.
I'm not black anymore.
It's weird. You know, when I was coming up, when I was 15 years old, I was very convinced that I was going to be the last generation to think of different races as being like, you know, different or anything like that. And 2016. Well, just because I didn't understand racism or black people as like the other, just like.
You mean, okay, I get what you're saying. So you mean like we've now got, do you think you got to a point where the newer generations coming through will see no difference of skin color or race, or they'll just see us as all one?
Yeah, I mean, still recognizing. Still recognizing, but not having like prejudice about it.
I think 2016 taught me
one thing, you know, either
2016,
right? Taught me one thing is that like you don't underestimate just how ignorant people can be. Ignorant probably isn't even the right word.
Well, last week we were talking about a guy from fucking Pure Gym, so you know, it doesn't get worse than that.
But that was still pretty bad.
I do personally.
2016,
like,
by the way.
If you speak to like my like nan, granddad, and parents, they still say things that you're like, oh, you can't say it anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know? I'm like, oh. Like, what did she?
The world moved too fast for them. From the 90s, from 1990.
Like my nan and probably now still, I've told her not to, but she, not intentionally to offend anyone, but she'll say it because that's actually the way she was brought up, would sometimes refer to Tasha, my wife, colored.
Oh, that's all the time.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you still going out?
You got to the Midlands.
Before you were married, this is years ago, by the way. Are you still with that colored girl? And in her head, there's like, nothing wrong
that's
with that.
That's her description.
That's her description.
It's the label she has.
Yeah. Even though white people have much more colours than we do. Well, I'm just putting that out there.
You know, we get embarrassed sometimes. Sometimes it gets hot.
What's wrong with saying coloured? Isn't she coloured?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah.
I just think that's very old fashioned. Is that just me?
No, I agree with you.
That's super old fashioned.
It's just a word that was evolved to be said with hate. And that's
what I mean.
That's the problem. Because eventually any word could be evolved to be said with hate, right?
She doesn't mean like that.
I feel like even though people don't, but really and truly, we're not actually black. We're brown.
Yeah, of course.
We should be called brown.
Oh, we're coloured.
Start it. Start a Facebook group first.
I'm not coloured. I'm brown.
How do you prefer to be identified?
Brown.
Brown. Yeah. Joel?
How you prefer?
Yeah, because the thing about it is, I think
it's sir.
Don't address me by my color.
Address me as your highness.
Your highness.
I just think to do with, if we want to go, we're not going to go too deep into it, but if you want to do with the whole thing of like black and white and everything like that, you've got a whole connotation that if you look at what people talk about to do with the dictionary and what the descriptions of white is and what descriptions of black is and all that kind of stuff. It's just been...
It gets too hard. Yeah. Like, okay, you can call people black and white. What do you call people from China?
And that's what I'm saying. That's us getting deep. Say it.
Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Yeah, as a color.
Like, right. So say you only saw the back of the head and they just nicked your phone. What are you going to say to the police? What was your ethnicity?
A black-haired gentleman, 5'4".
A lot of people say...
Oh, so they're short. Is people, that what you're saying?
People say Oriental, don't they? People say Oriental.
And that is racist. You're not allowed to say Oriental
anymore.
You're not
allowed to?
No.
What is the correct terminology then?
I would say... I have no idea.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe of Asian
I would say
descent.
they're from Asian, East Asia.
Yeah.
East of Asia's Asian descent sounds like something a police officer would say, isn't it?
I would say East Asia or South Asia.
But the police have their ICs, isn't it? IC3 and IC1.
Oh, yeah, the police have that, yeah.
What, did you just say Sutton?
Yeah, what if they were from Sutton?
If they're from Sutton?
Yeah, you can't say East Asian descent if they were born and raised in Sutton.
No, you're absolutely right, but if we're just talking about what they look like...
As a description of them. Yeah, come on.
And, like, they didn't...
In fact, I'll just catch them.
Oh, you've just taken your phone.
Yeah, but at the same time, so...
Race is a mad thing. You know what? If you get an opportunity, if you get a chance, anyone listening to the podcast, watch this thing. By a woman called Jane Elliott, something to do with blue eye, brown eye test.
Yeah. Yes, that study. That's the, this woman's an absolute legend. So she started this test and she separated a school, like a classroom, into people who were blue eyed and people who were brown eyed. Yeah. And what she found was that eventually the blue eyed people started denigrating the brown eyed people. And it's just, it kind of gives you a great insight into like what humanity's true nature is, right? A very depressing insight into what humanity's true nature
is. It's reality, isn't it? That's what happens.
It is.
And that also led me to believe that you can't really, you can obviously call someone ignorant, but in calling them ignorant, there's a little ignorance in yourself because... Yeah. Like I was saying before, it's based on their life experience.
Exactly. Sure. Knowledge. Yeah, that's exactly what we said. We always started this podcast talking about people's life experiences cannot be challenged. That's a known truth to that person.
The best way I've heard it stated, and it always stuck with me, is that, and is the analogy is, everyone carries around their own backpack of beliefs. So if you imagine everyone's got a backpack and you pick up, as you grow up, depending on your environment, people you're surrounding yourself with, your experiences, you build that backpack of beliefs and you carry that wherever you go, wherever that may be. And that really stood out to me. So you get companies that do like unconscious bias training, et cetera, but it doesn't, most of the time, it doesn't normally work because by default, you're inherently biased based on your experiences and everyone has a different experience.
But it's not just your experiences, it's media as well. Like try telling a homeless guy from Alabama that Donald Trump doesn't have his best interests at heart.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Try telling him that. Yeah, that's He'll fight you.
Yeah, but that's part of his environment because he grew up around people that talk that way.
Yep.
He consumes media that has that point of view, and his social media, guess what social media algorithms are designed?
The whole world can lie to you.
To give you more, right? The whole point of social media is it gives you more of what you watch. So if you're watching more Trump stuff, you get more Trump stuff. You're watching
Facebook, you get more of this stuff,
right? Which is why if you use social media, try and go on there and use a, use a VPN.
Yeah.
And it'll block it and give you a different, skewed, it won't give you just the same thing.
What you should really be doing is going to Spotify and listening to Late Night London.
Yeah, it's true. Again, if you're enjoying the show, hit that subscribe button. Hit like, and also turn on the notifications. That way you never miss out. Obviously, and also since the last show, the show is now available on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, on Alexa. If you want to listen on Alexa, say, Alexa, play Late Night London, and it will play.
And in fact, just for the views, Alexa, play Late Night London on Spotify.
Do you know the amount of people right now that are fuming? They're like, why did you do that? This is kicking off.
And order.
exactly. Alexa, order. Oh, no.
Guys.
And also hit us up on our Insta.
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up there, boys.
Yep.
Great to hopefully you learned a bit more.
We derailed a lot tonight.
Just a little bit. We'll get better. Episode 2.
I think today was good. I think we delved into more of who we are and what we like. And next time we'll come back a little bit different. Or maybe not.
Maybe we'll be faster Newsweek, huh?
Yeah.
But also, just to say, guys, there's 4 of us.
That's exciting.
What do you mean?
Get it. That went straight over his head.
Oh, Joe! I mean, yeah, I got it. Sorry,
we just
Adam.
Need. We just what is there? There's a knock on the door.
What, he's dropping her off? Nah.
Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Chris, before you go, do me a favor. Just check when the last train leaves crew.
You are so deep, Joel.
That knock on the door any minute now.
That is so deep.
Do we have a bathroom?
I'm not even condoning this anymore. All right, for everyone, before we wrap up, again.
Literally.
No, allow it, Joel.
Yeah, knowledge.
No.
Oh, no, we're ending it there.
We're not wrapping up.
We're not being that.
We're not being that kind of podcast.
Oh, no, I'm wrapping up.
You're wrapping up.
Yeah.
What, Joel, you're not wrapping up? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Raw video, yeah?
Wow.
I'm not raising a kid from crew.
No. All right, everyone.
Or four kids.
We'll see you in the next episode. Let us know what your thoughts. Let us know what topics you want to talk about in the comment section below. Yeah.
Drop us some more feedback.
If something happens in the world, like a really interesting news story that you'd like to hear our opinions on, drop that in the comments too.
Yeah. And also, we've got some amazing special guests lined up that are going to be joining us on the show soon. I'm super excited about it. He promises. It just me. Am I the only part out here?
Chris, I think you'll find you've already got some amazing special guests right here.
Oh, you're not guests, you're co-hosts. Who's Spud Joel? That was a good job. I managed to switch you just in time. Yeah, we'll have Joel in the studio soon, so that would also be...
That's exciting.
Exactly, as well. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll see you the same time next week, but we'll be on time.
Don't make promises we can't keep.
100% running around the studio.
All right, see you later, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.